This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top Ukrainian cleric from a church with alleged Moscow ties was sentenced to house arrest on Saturday after a hearing into whether he glorified invading Russian forces and stoked religious divisions. Kyiv is cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC, on the grounds it is pro-Russian and collaborating with Moscow. The church denies those claims. In a statement, the UOC said a court in Kyiv had also ordered Metropolitan Pavlo to wear an electronic bracelet. The Interfax Ukraine and Ukraine Forum agencies said Pavlo had been given 60 days of house arrest. After the ruling, Pavlo told reporters he believes the decision was a political one. Pavlo has been living in a 980-year-old monastery complex. The government says the church must evacuate the monastery. Without billions of dollars to feed millions of hungry people, the world will see mass migration, destabilized countries, and starving children and adults in the next 12 to 18 months. This according to the head of the Nobel Prize-winning UN World Food Program on Friday. David Beasley praised the increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, in his words, step up big time. In an interview before he hands the reins of the world's largest humanitarian organization to U.S. Ambassador Cindy McCain next week, the former South Carolina governor said he's extremely worried that WFP won't raise about $23 billion it needs this year to help an estimated 350 million people in 49 countries who desperately need food. He said, right at this stage, he said, I'll be surprised if we get 40% of it, quite frankly. And Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he was